to get in here so I can see where my slides are.
Okay, we are live. Awesome. We are super excited that you guys are joining us. We have, and that's sometimes, so I am super excited and honored to bring it to you today. A friend of mine, Sherry Fitzpatrick, I heard Sherry speak for the first time about 4 years ago, and her story was so gripping about how you can build a business from just something that you love into a multi-million dollar business. And her business, I don't know if you all know, Sherry's Berries was eventually bought out, I believe, I might be saying this wrong, by 1-800-Flowers. And while that journey was really amazing and enlightening, it wasn't all sunshine and berries. So we're going to allow Sherry to share a little bit about how she built a business from just something that she loved into a business that was millions, and how you can do it too. With that, I will turn it over to Sherry Fitzpatrick.
Well, thank you so much, Kimberly. I'm glad you're there. Can you help me to pull up my slides that I'd like to show today? And I had a little video that we wanted to start with. Are we ready for that?
Let me just see if that ready.
Okay. Well, here comes my video, and I hope you all enjoy it. Crank it up.
Come with me now behind the scenes to see how millions of these berries get dipped one at a time.
Getting 500,000 fresh, delicate, perishable chocolate and strawberries out the door on February 13th, but the rest of the year is pretty good time.
This was the perfect gift for the upcoming holidays.
You're going to get that call, you're going to get that reaction that you're looking for. That's not just roses, it's not just chocolates, it's the two combined together.
Destined to sell strawberries for a living.
Hello, my name is Sherry Fitzpatrick, and I'm a professional strawberry dipper.
Thank you, Art. And Kimberly and Art, if you could pull up, show me how to have my slides up that I'd sent you, and we'll get started. That's possible. The first slide is a picture of me as a little girl. I was destined to sell strawberries for a living, that's for sure. I grew up in a small town in Southern Oregon, and my dad always had a strawberry patch. And that's where my love affair with strawberries began. I think being an entrepreneur is something that's in your blood. You're born that way. You don't become an entrepreneur. You you're just one or you're not, you know, you're a risk taker and I want to, you know, live a unique and life. And I don't know about you, but I never liked having a boss tell me what to do. So it was not an option for me. So I want to tell you, while Art, you can show me how to bring those screens up, my slides, or bring them up for me or tell me where they're at. Okay, so I'm going to quickly tell you, my dad told me this story in my little neighborhood a few years ago. There was some kids across the street that had a really unique lemonade stand. And it was a really, really, there we are. Okay. All right. We just show one at a time here. Okay. All right. It was a hot day and these kids had a unique stand and the sign said, lemonade, 10 cents, all you can drink. And he thought that was a pretty good idea. It was a hot day. So after he's done mowing the yard, hour and a half later, he goes in the house and gets a dime and goes across the street and sets down a dime. And the kids poured him up one of those little tiny pixie cup glasses full of lemonade. So he quickly, you know, drank it down. He set down his empty cup and he said, I'd like to have some more. And they said, well, that'll be another dime, sir. And he said, well, wait a minute, your sign clearly says 10 cents all you can drink. And they go, yeah. And for 10 cents, that's all you can drink. So I was definitely not the last entrepreneur out of that little town. When I graduated from high school, this is a picture of me. Art, let's go to the next slide here. I apologize. I'm a Berry Dipper. Not there we go. Here's a picture of me the day I graduated from high school. I was with my boyfriend at the time, this guy named Clay Fitzpatrick. And I was in love. Girls, I would have married him that day, but God was going to start teaching me patience and he would make me wait for 10 years. So when I got out of school, I moved down to Los Angeles and I worked, next slide, please. I worked for my brother's company in Los Angeles as a mortgage broker. I was 20 years old and I grew up really, really quick. And my sister-in-law, Emily, is the one who taught me, introduced me the concept of dipping my beloved strawberries in chocolate. And chocolate dipped strawberries were the way that I marketed myself as a real estate agent. Well, after 4.5 years of that, I was just, you know, a little homesick and wanting to get closer to home. And I took a little sabbatical and I went to Puerto Vallarta and I sold timeshares on the beach for 4 months. And after I left Puerto Vallarta, I was a little homesick and wanted to get home, a little closer to home. So I moved to Reno, Nevada, and I answered an ad and I became a stockbroker. I was the only female in the office and the youngest broker. You know, I always think you thought you had to have a prestigious job title to be at that time when I was 25, what the definition of success was. But I can remember just hating Monday mornings. In fact, Fridays were great and Saturdays were great, but Sundays, I just, you know, kind of hated to hit that Monday and I was not enjoying, you know, my work at all. So I moved to Sacramento. That old boyfriend of mine, Clay Fitzpatrick, had moved to Sacramento when I was in LA. And if Clay was here today with me today, he would tell any guys that are here listening today that I was stalking him. But whatever, it worked. So I came to Sacramento and I got a one-bedroom apartment and a $1,500 cash advance on a credit card. And I took my strawberry hobby without any business experience or education, and I turned it into a company and I started Sherry's Berries. Being an entrepreneur, I've always had a small marketing budget, you know, very low budget, very unconventional. You got to be a little funky and different, little, you know, have some fun like those kids at that lemonade stand. One of my jobs in high school is I worked at a department store and their number one rule was that the customer was always right. And I learned all about putting out a quality product and taking care of our customers. And my husband always told me that my business would only be as strong as its weakest link. And I never forgot that. And I always surrounded myself with amazing, talented, like-minded staff. But I really had my work cut out for me because nobody had sent chocolate dipped strawberries as a gift before. I mean, it was a convention, you know, confection item in fancy hotels long before I was born, but it was never a gift. So nobody understood what I did. And so I started explaining to people that I'm like a florist. You need a special gift sent out, you give us a call, we wrap it up, put a message card and hand deliver it. And so I started telling people we were like a florist. And next slide, Art. So I developed a box of strawberries that looked like roses. So there were, you know, edible too. And they were so unique that I was able to get a patent on those. I remember, you know, with the roses, you know, when I started my business, I think I gave away more strawberries than I sold, but it was kind of my marketing plan. And, you know, Valentine's Day, I did a lot of marketing and I had heard, you know, the internet was kind of new and I'd heard that women were upset with their strawberries, their red roses not lasting very long, especially at Valentine's Day. And so I did a marketing campaign one year and I told the guys, if you send her my chocolate dipped strawberries, they look pretty like flowers, but she can eat them too. And she can wear them around on her hips for like 3 months, you know, definitely last a lot longer. So I really believe in working hard and playing hard. And I love Kimberly too, her mantra, if it's not fun, why do it? You know, life is short and I'll share some of that with you. So we're going to go through a couple more slides. The next one, I'm a game show queen and I got to go to Wheel of Fortune and hang out and, you know, pretend like I was, oh, here's Willie Nelson came to town and got to go on Willie's bus. And the next one, let's see the next slide here. Anyways, we got to be on Wheel of Fortune and this and that, a lot of fun. So I remember coming home from vacation and couldn't wait to get back to work. And that was, I knew I was onto something. And when my business was in its fourth year, Clay and I were married. I got my man and we wanted to start a family right away. And that's when I became a Christian. And my faith has been the nucleus of my success. And I learned at an early young age, when my kids were young, the importance of having my priorities in the right order. My faith always came first, and then my family, and then work. A successful woman, businesswoman at the time, had told me, Sherry, you've got your whole life to work, but we have one shot of being a great mom. And I never forgot that. I also remember my pastor telling me that he had never heard anybody on their deathbed saying they wish they had spent more time at the office. Never forget that. So as we started having boys, next slide, here's my first son, Paxton. He's the only little boy in the world that had an excuse to wear a berry suit. Next slide, this is my son, Hogan, working at the California State Fair. My boys are today, they're amazing workers. Here's Hogan in his Gitter Dip t-shirt. He was 13 years old, working at the fair with me. Never, paid any attention to those child labor laws, you know. I mean, I was grooming him to take over the company one day, right? And then the next slide is a picture of me and my son, Max. The boys and I always chocolate dip strawberries in their classes, and that was a lot of fun. And Art, the next slide. Got a little different. Okay. And then here's Alec back in his more happy days when he was having more fun at a fundraiser. I would take the boys with me whenever I could. And here's Paxton. I'm presenting to Alec a box of our tuxedo style roses that I later developed in honor of my dad's memory who had passed away from prostate cancer. And we gave this box of berries to Alec and he gave me a big kiss on my left cheek. I'll never forget it. As he walked away, I could still feel the kind of wetness on my cheek. You know, I'm like, I've heard of this, gonna let it dry and keep it, you know? And I remember getting home and here's Clay, ladies, you've all seen it, laying in the, recliner with his remote control. And I announced in between him and his TV that I had Alec Baldwin's dried spit on my left cheek, you know? And he's like, what? I had Paxton with me. It was fine. It was all good, no worries. Okay, let's go to the next slide. There's my Sherry's Berries, game show queen. Got to have a lot of fun. Go on to the next one. Okay, and then it turned out that Oprah really liked my berries and we were one of her favorites. She put us in her O magazine as well. And that was a big feather in my cap. And again, I knew I was onto something, having a lot of fun. Next slide. Okay, so this was... when Google first started changing their logo, and I'd sent them berries to their headquarters, and this was on Valentine's Day, and they changed their G until to one of my berries, and it was on national news. My phone was blowing up that I had turned from the red rose to now the chocolate dipped strawberry was the most popular gift to send on a national level. And I remember thinking, where in the hell is the L? They were really excited about those berries because they forgot the L. So I don't know what that was all about. But anyways, having fun, having a good time, enjoying my work. So next slide, Art. Okay, so when my business was in its ninth year, I was overwhelmed. I had two little boys, three stores, a warehouse factory, and there was this brand new thing called the internet. And I wanted to take advantage of it and not be limited to just Sacramento where we could deliver our berries. So when I was approached by a young, tech-minded corporate lawyer, I was so excited to have a partner that I didn't know because, you know, no business experience. I did not know I was supposed to have my own lawyer. I thought he was my lawyer. And it took me only about a year to realize that I had agreed to a really bad business deal, things that I didn't even know could happen. You know, as a small town girl, just wanting to work hard and share the pie. But over the next 10 years, I would no longer be in the inventing room having fun. I was in the boardroom and I was miserable. And I felt like, you know, I was almost chipped away at and chipped away at over those 10 years. And it was very, very difficult. And when my company was in its 22nd year and we had gone through the dot-com era in the early 2000s, I fell below that 51% ownership that I didn't understand in the beginning. And I lost my company at that time to San Diego-based Pro Flowers. And yes, 1-800-Flowers owns the company today. And that's a whole nother story. But I want to tell you, you know, that sometimes and a lot of times mistakes are not horrible. They're part of a learning process and we become stronger. And that is when our character is built and we learn the most. And I learned that chocolate dipping strawberries in chocolate was not who I was. It was what I did. And that difficulties in this life are unavoidable. But discouragement is a choice. And Art, if you could go to the next slide, please. It turned out that God was much more interested in my character than my comfort. And my faith, again, really got me through this, but I had no idea how could I ever see beauty out of this brokenness. During this time, I read an article about entrepreneurs in our country, and it was shown that the majority of all successful entrepreneurs in our country have their biggest success right after their biggest failure. So that was proof to me that entrepreneurs are not quitters. It was important to me to have forgiveness and forgive the creep that did this to me. I had to respond rightly to what God allowed to happen in my life. And but now what was I going to do? So I decided I have to follow my own advice. So Art, next slide. I live up in the California wine country in the Fairplay wine region. And a lot of my winemaker friends decided I needed to have my own wine label. So we launched Sherry's Grand Reserve. And of course, we dip it in chocolate as well. Go on to the next slide. And I love my Sacramento Kings. And for everybody to know, we're number two in the West in the NBA standings. Woohoo! We're going to make it to the playoffs this year, baby. And maybe we'll take the whole thing. So love my Kings. This is a picture of me, DeMarcus Cousins, my favorite player at the time in the locker room. I'd brought the guys a huge tray of berries to eat if they won the game. But this is before the game. And DeMarcus is eating the berries like crazy. And when we left, my friend Grant Napier that took this picture, I said, are they supposed to eat, you know, like this and stuff like this before they play? And he said, he's a monster. It doesn't matter. So I went and got in my chair. And early in the first quarter, DeMarcus stole the ball, ran down the court, slam dunk. The whole crowd went crazy. And it was then that I realized that my strawberries were in DeMarcus's stomach right then. Playing ball out on the court, Now that's fun right there, right? Next slide. So after I lost my company, I got a book deal by Pelican Publishing. They published my book, Buried in Chocolate. And it was in every Barnes and Noble overnight nationwide. And that's when my speaking career really took off and I became, you know, more serious with that. So I know it looks like it's a cookbook, but it's not. It's a dozen chapters, a dozen lessons that I learned while I took my passion and turned it into a hobby. Of course, there's a huge chapter on mistakes. There's also a huge chapter on just start. Maybe some of you out there have an idea or something, you know, business idea, something that you want to do, personal or business. And I just want to encourage you just to start. And I think about famous Wayne Gretzky's hockey player, his quote that you're always going to miss 100% of the shots that you never take. So now's the time. Take that or that idea out for a spin. We do have a promotion that we'll put in the chat, a link to my Sherry Fitzpatrick website, and you can get free shipping for a limited time, all of you, if you go and order my book, and I can autograph it to whoever you'd like, and we'll ship it for free. So just go to sherryfitzpatrick.com and go to my shopping page in the top right-hand corner, and we'll get a book shipped out to you for complimentary shipping. So my book has inspired me back. I remember one night, it was a Saturday night and I was getting ready for bed and I checked my phone and I had this really compelling message from this young girl. Her nickname was Neat. And she told me in a roundabout way that my book encouraged her to start her own business. That in fact, my book was her business school. Somebody that wanted to encourage her to market her mind and not her body gave her a copy of my book. I looked her up and she was in North Carolina. And she told me that my book helped her to escape human trafficking. As a young girl, Neat grew up loving to watch her aunt bake. And today, Neat has a cupcake business, and she gives other girls a copy of my book to help them to escape human trafficking and helps them open up their own cupcake bakery. So I go ahead, Art, next slide. I looked up a picture of Neat and it almost makes me cry when I look in her eyes and I go, there's my beauty. Thank you, God. There's my beauty from my brokenness. If I can save one girl's life with my dumb little strawberry story, then it is all worth it. Next slide, please. Back to having fun. And just grateful. My book is also dipped in chocolate today. It's trademarked as the first book in the world with calories. Lots of fun. Art, next slide. You know, a lot of us need hope these days. And I recently learned that the more we learn about hope, the more we realize how essential it is in our spiritual and our mental and emotional and physical health. If we have hope, we have everything. You know, a lot of us, you know, the last with COVID and everything, so many of us have suffered such great loss, loss of our loved ones, loss of our job. You know, maybe our job was redesigned or we hate our job. And if you're a dreamer and an innovator like me, you know, I just want to encourage you again, have fun, take a chance, get out there, surround yourself with wisdom. One of my favorite scriptures is from Proverbs. Proverbs 3:13, and happy is the person who finds wisdom, for the profits of wisdom is better than silver and her wages are better than gold. Talk about secret to success. And you know, not all storms come to disrupt our life. A lot of them come to clear our paths. We need to stop looking in the rearview mirror, what we used to have, what we lost, and look forward, look into the future. You know, a lot of times our mess is our message. So, you know, I think of Bethany Hamilton, you know, Soul Surfer. Her mantra is, I don't need easy, I just need possible. I recently read this and I love it. Live your life. Take chances, be crazy, don't wait, because right now is the oldest you've ever been and the youngest you'll ever be again. So one more slide. We want to, in case anybody has to go, I just want to let everybody know that my new brand is Buried in Chocolate. That's where you get from the real Sherry. And right now, whoever types in chat, the real Sherry, and spells it correctly, I'm going to send you a box of my berries. So Kimberly and Art, help me to know who that is, and whoever the winner is, please send me a direct message. You can get it to me again at sherryfitzpatrick.com. You can send me a message there with where you'd like to have your berries sent. The next slide. This is one of my new products. It's called Grateful. We take a full cluster of chocolate dipped grapes and dust them with edible gold. And you can tell somebody how grateful you are. We ship those nationwide because no sour grapes, right? We got to focus on the positive. Back in the inventing room, out of that horrible, boring boardroom. And so whoever types in grateful and spelt right, I'm going to send you some of my chocolate dip grapes or to somebody who you're grateful for. So we're going to keep going here. I do have a code for everybody. It's woman23. It is not case sensitive, and they're going to put it in the chat for you. So if you go to buriedinchocolate.com, that is my new chocolate business. We ship nationwide, and all my funky new things are there, and you get the original premium product from the real Sherry. So if you use woman23 through the end of the month, 10% will be taken off all your orders of 57 or more. So we're going to continue on with more of my story, and I have some more promotions and giveaways for you shortly. The next slide, please. Art, this is my new bed and breakfast, my new passion project. We have a property in the wine country. So if you want to get away, it's at bedandberries.com, and we're in the Fairplay wine region below South Shore Lake Tahoe and above Sacramento. And it is lovely. And next slide, of course, you're serve my wine and our berries. Keep going. This is some pictures of the property. Keep going, Art. It's fabulous. You're serve my wine and berries when you arrive and different chocolate each night. Keep going. Art. Okay, so when you stay at my bed and breakfast, it supports my ministry, which is Boys and Berries. Several years ago, about 5 years ago, I saw that there were children living in the dump in my beloved Puerto Vallarta, and I had to see it for myself. So I went down for a discovery trip, and sure enough, these kids, you know, they don't make it easier for children to be educated in Mexico, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. So when you stay at my bed and berries, bed and breakfast, in some of the rooms that used to be my boys' rooms, because they've all gone up and left me and following their own dreams, you're supporting my kids in Mexico that do not have a bedroom. So again, follow your heart and love your work and be passionate about it. And this is at boysandberries.org. You can find out more about this also at my sherryfitzpatrick.com website. Has everything on it, my ministry and the bed and breakfast and chocolate and everything. So the next slide, please. This is the first family I supported. This is Ilda. She's a single mom and her son, Jonathan, who has cerebral palsy, her beautiful William and her little Lila. I was just with them in August, and we've got them a better home now. Go to the next slide. At the time, this was Ilda's, next slide, please. This was Ilda's, this was her kitchen. She had some bricks and was grateful for that frying pan, and that is how she cooked dinner for her kids out back. Next slide, please. This is another family that I had supported on my second trip in. I learned about living out at the dump. I don't know if you can go in and see how beautiful these girls are. Next slide, Art. And this is their little sister, Kate. Next slide, please. Art, next slide. I want to make sure everybody focuses on what is most important in their life. You know, again, we've got one chance to be a great mom. And my boys are all grown up now. And actually, I'm a grandma. And I'm missing them like crazy. And here I am working. And I'm so grateful for all the time that I had with them. Next slide, Art. This is my new project that I'm working on. It's A Fruitful Life, How to Live a Fruitful Life. And today I am offering, and not just today, but at any time you contact me with a Fruitful Life referral, I have a $425 package for anybody that sends me a booked speaking referral for my Fruitful Life program. And I'm speaking, we have lots of chocolate, we have a great jewelry auction of pearls and beautiful jewelry that I bring from Mexico from people that are selling it on the beach. 100% of the money goes to these kids living down in Mexico. So my $425 package is a box of beautiful berries sent to anybody in the country you'd like, $200 cash, and $125 gift card to spend at my Buried in Chocolate company and at my B&B. So I appreciate your referrals today. And go ahead and next slide. So my hope for all of you is that you will find berry sweet success. And always remember that making a living is not the same as making a life. Have your priorities in the right order. And I'm grateful for all of you here today. And I look forward to meeting with you and speaking with you. I do one-on-one coaching. If you have an idea or as a professional speaker, how you want to jump on that bandwagon on how to take your idea and your message. And I know Kimberly is a huge asset for you there too. And hopefully I can work with Kimberly to work with many of you in the future and just help you to rock and have fun while you're doing it. It's an honor for Berry Dipper to have been your keynote speaker today.
Sherry, this is fantastic. What a great, your story is so powerful. I think it's one of those situations where if you know for sure you have a passion in the world and you know you really enjoy it and you really love it, that's great, but it doesn't always come to a happy ending. And one of the things I love about your story so much is that it wasn't all a happy ending. There were parts in there that were really not fun, right? And but you look at right? Heartbreaking. And how dare they take something that's mine, right? And at the same time, being like, you know what, we're just going to make the most of that. And I saw this as a wonderful cautionary tale that as you grow and build this business, just really having the opportunity to be like, all right, I'm going to let that go and I'm going to rebuild. And not only rebuild, but you've rebuilt so many more things and it's gotten so much bigger and so much more powerful. And you're still doing what you love, maybe even more so. So if you all have questions for Sherry, we would love for you to put the note, a note in the chat. I have not been able to grab all the questions. So if you have a question that didn't get answered, please put it back in the chat right now. We do have two winners, I believe. I think one of them was Kathy James. I'm not sure who the second one was. But we will definitely get you those names and make sure that you get their contact information so that you can share your message or share your gifts with them. I think they each won a box of chocolate covered strawberries. Is that right?
Well, one got the berries shipped anywhere in the country and the other one got my grateful grapes. And I have a couple more we'll give away at the end. So anybody hangs in there, we got a couple more to give away.
Oh, fantastic. All right, great. So if there's more to share.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah. So all right. We hang on a little bit, if we've got some late, we still have a lot of people in the room. So if we want to keep going for just a few minutes, that'd be great.
We absolutely can. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. We do have a few questions that are in the chat. This is also good. I love a signed book. How do I get that? We'll put the link in the chat again. It is Sherry Fitzpatrick. You've got to spell it right. .com. And then when you go there, you can get a signed copy of her book and the shipping is free. And then so inspiring. Thank you for sharing with us. I have goosebumps listening to you. They say they took a bite out of your strawberry, but you had the ability to nurture and grow your strawberry seeds to even more success, Sherry. What yes, very well great. Said, Chelsea. We love that. And then
definitely some dips along the way. And that's what I share with my Fruitful Life campaign, you know, how to have a fruitful life, despite some dips along the way. You know, we're all going to have difficult times. You know, we live on earth. This is not heaven. This is earth. And it's a broken, fallen world. But we have Christ in our heart. And we have that peace that only can come from him. That gives us the tenacity to keep on going when the going gets tough. And when you're an entrepreneur, you're going to have some tough times for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I love how you turned it around and made magic happen. Cheryl says she has a similar story to what my daughter experienced. She made a Nelson's 80th birthday and got on the bus, went to Honduras for missions several times. She almost lost her dream with 51%. I'll have to tell her all about this. Yes. Hopefully you're a VIP and you can share the video with her, the replay.
Wonderful.
Cheryl says, do you know what a balanced diet is? Chocolate in both hands.
There you go. Breakfast of champions, huh?
And chocolate there. And now I'm balanced. I like it. Tanya says, what an inspiring life, legacy, and passion. Judy Wong says, I'm so glad you did not give up on your strawberries. Always the next one is a better one. And that is true, because when we have do you want to respond to that one?
Oh, yes. I'm really, really hooked on Ecclesiastes 3. And if you have time, it's the scripture, you know, the Beatles, but there's a time for everything. And in verse 9, it goes into talking about, you know, that there's a time for everything. And it talks about our work and how God gives us all a purpose. And so we can't see our whole life. And a Christian girlfriend of mine explained it years ago. When we're standing and watching a parade, we can only see what's going on in front of us. But God is up on the roof, and he can see the beginning and what we see and the end. He sees the whole thing. And like with making a quilt, it might look really ugly from underneath, but when you look at the quilt from the top side, it's beautiful. So you just can't give up. You have to know that you have a purpose. And one of my things, when I was feeling bad, I would help somebody else. It's amazing how when you're having a hard time, you just stop what you're doing and you help somebody else. And again, when you can find the purpose for your life that God's giving you, find your strengths, do a strengths finders test if you need to. They're fabulous. When you find your strength and your purpose, that is when you hold on to that golden ring on that merry-go-round. You just hang on, because God has an amazing plan for your life.
Beautifully said.
And he allows us to suffer so that we can be better comforters, because we can say, I know how you feel. I've been there. And that is so valuable to people that are having a hard time.
Compassion. Absolutely. Harriet Lonely says, what's your favorite chocolate? Do you like white chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate?
What a smart woman. That is such an amazing question, because I am known for being able to tell people's personality by what flavor of chocolate berry they take out of the gift box. Mine personally is dark chocolate. And my mother, who Kimberly is full-blooded Polish, my granny came over from Poland through Ellis Island. And I see you've got something going on in Poland coming up, and I'm just horribly jealous. My mom says, if it's not dark chocolate, it's not even worth the calories. Why eat it? But then you have these freaks out there that don't like chocolate. And so the white chocolate, there's no chocolate in it. It's like a vanilla confection, and it tastes like a strawberry dipped in fresh whipped cream. So that's how we get around that. And then there's a lot of people out there that like that milk chocolate. So everybody has to pick their own poison, and everybody has their own favorite. And that's why at Buried in Chocolate, you can pick all white, all dark, all milk in your assortment. So you can make sure that you send them their favorite. But for me, it's dark all the way.
When I first heard your talk and you gave a discount coupon, I was like, yep, mom and grandma. And I just started sending it out everywhere. I was like, yep, I'm going to go ahead and grab that. I hope you all did get her 20% off coupon or 10% off coupon.
Yes.
So you guys want to check that out. You can go to sherryfitzpatrick.com and then order your berries. And then the coupon code was, what was it again?
Woman 23. And maybe Art can put that in the chat. And you go, if you want to go directly, you can go to buriedinchocolate.com.
But you have to spell it right.
Yes. Well, no, you can spell it wrong. I have it spelled wrong and it still comes to us.
All right.
And then or to make it easy, you can go to berries.us, and US stands for use sherry. You want to make sure you're using the original sherry, or you might be a little disappointed, unfortunately, because it's, you know, mass produced, and it's just all my TLC and pixie dust is gone from Sherry's Berries, unfortunately. But again, my main career these days is a professional speaker, and I would love to bring my Fruitful Life project to your ministry at your church or your women's organization. I have a modular where you can raise thousands of dollars for your objective or your ministry during our event at your venue. So it's pretty exciting.
Fantastic. Julie Little says, I love the wisdom is better than gold and silver. Rose says, sometimes opening a new door is a very good idea. I have to say that whenever I say something to Sherry, she says, I'm very grateful to be here. Right. So I think it's really wonderful that she, lives her brand, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Centu says it was the birds, not the Beatles, that sang sang the song that you were talking about.
time. Wasn't the Beatles, huh? Thanks for educating me. It was a little before my time, but I'll look it up. But you there guys is a time for everything, for sure.
All right. Yes. Kathy James says, kindness is magic, and lots of people are feeling that your story is absolutely powerful. And then everybody dumped in the chat what their favorite chocolate was, so you're going to have to analyze all of them.
All right. Oh, my gosh. That's great. Okay, let's give a couple more things away. I have some $125 gift cards. Wow. It gives you $25 off any purchase at buriedinchocolate.com, and then $100 off when you come and stay at our bed and breakfast. So let's see. The first woman to put in...
Wait, before you do that, you have to want to go to the bed and breakfast because you want to take advantage of it. Where is the bed and breakfast?
We are in the beautiful Fairplay wine region in Northern California between San Francisco and Lake Tahoe. You would fly into Sacramento, and I am your concierge to hook you up. We're surrounded by 70 beautiful vineyards. It reminds people of being in Italy. It's very quiet and remote, a lot of people's happy place. You can go to bedandberries.com. Maybe Art can put that in the chat, bedandberries.com. It's beautiful and fabulous. It's a great place for retreats, getaways, and it just doesn't get any better. And we've been doing it for about over 3 years into it. And we're pretty, you know, we're booked through, you know, May at this point. There's not much available, but it's very popular. People don't like, our guests don't want to tell anybody about it because they want to keep it for themselves, but it's so quiet. You have private rooms and bathrooms and balconies and a pool and outdoor kitchen and a jacuzzi and a fire pit. And we're in the middle of 10, we have 10 acres on the end of a property line. So you never hear a car or hear any noise unless it's coming here. I mean, I was in search for serenity. It was when I was going through all that with my business. And I was in search for serenity when I found this property. I had a list of 18 items that my dream property would have. And we've got it. So
I love it. I love manifesting like that. When you write down everything that you want and then you just let the universe bring it to you. So powerful. All right. So this is fantastic. Go ahead and give the giveaway. The first person to type something.
Okay. Let's see, what's it going to be? It's going to be inspiration. Whoever puts in inspiration, spells it correctly, going to send them a $125 gift card.
Nice.
Yes. And let's do another one, another $125 gift card. We're going to go back to The Real Sherry. Again, put in The Real Sherry, spell it correctly. And I'm going to send you a gift card. So I know, Kimberly, you'll help me to know who all our winners are, and they can direct message me. When you go sherryfitzpatrick.com, there's all of my social media addresses as far as Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all of that. So I'm easy to reach. I'll have your names of who won, and just let me know where you'd like to have those sent, and we'll get them sent out to you right away. Okay.
Well, Sherry. Sherry, it has been a delight to have you. Our folks absolutely loved you. So you definitely want to save the chat and take home all that love with you. Thank you so much for carving time out of your day to talk to our audience about how they can turn their passion into something that makes millions and doing something that they truly, truly love, even when there are dips in the path. Thank you so much yes. for your inspiration.
Thank you, Kimberly, for having me. It's an honor.
Absolutely. Up next, we've got a ton of amazing speakers. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Oh, you guys should be able to save the chat. If you can't save the chat, I'm not sure what to do about that. Up next, we're going to have Ginny Trask, business secrets from a multi-million dollar business owner. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. She is my partner in crime in Speakers Playhouse and an amazing woman in her own right. Super excited about that. But before we let you go, Sherry, any final words for our crew?
No, just again, everybody today is going to be getting so much content and it's hard to remember it all or put it all to use. But again, just have your priorities in the right order. Life is short. Look, 1/6 of our year is already over. Set some goals, not to be self-centered, but put yourself first. You've got to be healthy. You've got to be motivated before you can take care of your clients or your family or, you know, make a happy marriage. So enjoy your life, find your passion, do what you love.
Well, I'll second that. Do what you love. Yeah. All right, folks, words to live by. It has been a joy having you here, Sherry.
Thank you, Kimberly.
I'm Kimberly Crow. We'll see you guys back at the top of the hour for Ginny Trask. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing session of the Voices of Women Summit, where our mission is to raise the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. For recordings of all sessions, plus an amazing VIP gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.